Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Meir Simcha ben Leia, and a refuah for Dov Tzvi ben Chaya, and for Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel, or for Shleim of Sarach Shachal Yisrael. We are in the middle of the tefillah of the Olam Yehi Adam, and we have reached Ashreinu, Shanachnu Mashkim Umarivim Erev Vavoker, Ve'omrim Pa'amayim B'chol Yom, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Le'olam Vaed. If you look at this tefillah and you think about it, there's something very odd. We say Ashreinu. We're so fortunate. What are we fortunate about? What gives us strength? That we're Mashkim U'Mariv, we get up early, in the morning, and then at night, in the morning and night, we say Shema. We continue. We get up early. And we are up at night. We're Mashkim Boker. We're Ma'ariv at night. And we say Erev Avoker. We switch the order. We're Mashkim Ma'ariv Boker Ve'erev. No. We're Mashkim Ma'ariv Erev Avoker. And we say twice a day Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's this Shema Yisrael? Is that just a Hakdama? The Iker is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? And why don't we just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad? Shema Yisrael Elokeinu Echad? What's this Shema Yisrael? We say Hashem, then we say Elokeinu, then we say Hashem again, then we say Echad. And where does Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed? That doesn't appear in the Pasuk. There's a lot to understand here. Po Maran Arav, כמו שמפרש, בכל הסידור, כל מילה הוא עומד פה, מבאר ביסודיות, בגאונות, בברק רוחני אדיר. אומר הרב, האושר המיוחד שלנו הוא, you know what our special, אושר is our strength, our simcha. שמתוך היסוד המקודש, that from this holy foundation, הנעדר בחיים ובהוויה העליונה, that is so great in life and in the elevated existence, הנובע מתוך אור אלוקי אמת השופע עלינו, that flows from the godly light of truth, that is bestowed upon us, ומקדושת אור תורתו, and from the holiness of the light of his Torah. מאירים הם על ידי זה גם כל חזיונותינו בעולם וכל ערכי חיים הרוחניים והחומריים בטבע ושכל וברגש. They shine in all of its appearances, in all of our appearances in the world, and all the values of life, spiritual and physical, in nature, in intellect, in emotion. V'inu ma'achadim et or hakadosh elyon lechaber et kedushat ha'tfisa elokit. And we unite the holy, elevated light, and we connect it to reality and the wonders of creation. El makom ha'ofa'a shel dvar Hashem v'hitgaluta shel Torah, to the place of the revelation of the word of Hashem and the revelation of the Torah. In other words, there are two levels. This is what makes us so much Ashreinu. The Ashreinu is that we're able to connect everything we see in this world to the Kedusha of the Torah. We have the Kedusha of God coming down into this world, And then we connect that to the Torah. Ashreinu shehinenu mashkimim u'ma'arivim. Fortunate are we that we could do that. That we can get up in the morning and we can be at night and say Shema. Mitzad hakodesh elamala mikol teva mikol chok kavu v'higayon. From what is holy above nature, above anything set, engraved in logic. Hamadud v'ashakul al pitinot shasechel anoshi uchal etfos oto. Above anything that you can measure, that you can weigh in any intellectual way, in any way that we can have some comprehension. So we say, Mashkimim u'ma'arivim. First is morning, and then is night. The day precedes the night. That's the midah of Kodesh. Here we're talking about how the Kedusha comes from up above to down below. That's the midah of Kedusha. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect the two. We're connecting what's up there, that holy godly light, and what's down here, our physical concrete world. When we're in the world of Kachim, the rule in Kachim is in Halacha, that the night follows the day. First comes day and then comes night. So we start out in the heavenly realms. We start out in the world of Kedusha. Mitoch ha-shi'iva ha-elohit, shebekoach ha-Torah shenitna b'yom. From drawing the godliness with the koach of Torah that was given by day. Vayhi b'yom ha-shlishi b'hiyot ha-boker. Hayom kodem hu la-layla. It was on the third day in the morning. We started with the morning. And therefore first we're mashkim and then we're ma'ariv. So this is all in the world of Kodesh. So what we've learned until now is that the holiness, the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol comes down into our world, and our job is to make an Ichud, a unification of the Metzias as we see it, to the Kedusha of the Torah, to the Kedusha Elyona. And fortunate are we that we can do this every day, first in the morning and then at night. So we start with the morning and then at night, because first we start in the world of Kodesh. In the world of Kodesh, morning precedes night. ואינו משכימים בתחילה ואחר כך מעריבים. אמנם, כאשר העניין בא לידי הבאה, מתמזג הוא כבר עם כל החושים והרגשות, התפיסות השכליות ושאיפות הנפש, הנעזרות מתוך הקליטה הכללית של המציאות, שהיא מתקרבת להבטה הבאה מתוך מעשה בראשית. תכתיב בהם, ויהי ערב ויהי בוקר, יום אחד. When we come to express this idea, when we want to express the godliness, when you start with Kodesh, so then it goes from Mashkim to Ma'ariv, because in Kachim the night comes after the day. So you start with the day to express the Kodesh, what's high up, how it comes down here. So do it in a Kodesh dig away, start with the day and then the night. But then when it comes to be expressed, with all of your senses and all of your feelings, with all of your intellectual comprehension and ambitions of the soul that are helped, aided and abetted by absorbing the reality of existence, which is visible through my separations, about which it says, Vahi Erev, Vahi Boker. When we're in our world, in the world that we're in, that we're talking now, that we in which we exist, we start with Erev, and then we go to Boker. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom Echad. It was night, and it was morning. It was the first day. We start with night, and only then do we get to morning. Me'ikara chashucha, v'hadar nehora. First there's darkness, then there's light. In our world, in our Metzias, we start with the darkness, then we get to the light, we start with night, then we get to the day. And the Yom is Holech Achar Laila. And then we say, Erev Avoker, Pa'amayim B'chol Yom. לכלול את שני המקורות הללו בחוברת מלאה עוז, חיים וגדולת יש העולמים, קדושת הכרת קבלת מלכות שמיים, הבוקעת וחודרת במעמקי הנשמה שלנו, המחדשת את זיווה עלינו בהוד והדר, בנועם ושמחה, בכל יום פעמיים, בכל עונת היום ובכל עונת הלילה. We do it twice a day because we want to include both the night and the day in the strength of this life and the greatness of the eternal salvation and the holiness of recognition of the acceptance of Malchus Shamayim that penetrates to the depths of our souls and that renews its splendor on us with glory, with pleasantness, with joy, twice every day, day and night. So now we have a little bit of a havana as to why it says Ashreinu. You know what our osher is? That the godliness comes into this world. And it's understood in two ways. It's perceived in two ways. First is that you start with Kodesh, or Mashkim and Ma'arif in the world of Kedush, in the world of Kodshim. The halacha is that we start by day. The day starts in the day and it's followed by night. So when you start talking about how the Kedusha comes into the world, when you're talking about it from a Kedusha perspective, it's day and then night. But then we go back and we say Erev Avoker, but we want to connect it to our Metzias. So when we're expressing it and we're connecting it, we start with Erev and then Boker, because in our world first there's darkness, then there's light. And we say twice a day. Why do we say it twice a day? Because we want to connect both parts of the day, the day part of the day and the night part of the day, to the beauty and splendor of Kabbalah Sal Machu Shemayim. And now we have the explanation of what this Shema Yisrael is. Shema Yisrael is not Hagdama. Hey, listen up, guys. It's a lot more than that. V'hinnu amrim Shema Yisrael. Listen, O Israel. Ha-hakshava ha-yisraelit ha-miyuchedet. The special Jewish listening. Hazrua melo mizra or chaye kodesh kodeshim b'tahom nishmat Yisrael haktuma, that is completely planted with the life of the holy sanctity in the depths of the Jewish soul that preceded creation. When God created the world, He had us in mind. We were here first. First idea was us. So when we say Shema Yisrael, we're not just saying listen up guys, we're saying listen Klal Yisrael, because this is connecting to your soul. You're the purpose of creation. This holiness that we're going to express is part of who you are, part of why you exist. The definition of your existence is this godliness. Shorasha v'ikara shel Torat el chai v'kayam la'adei ad. It's the root of the Torah of the living God that lives forever. Shema Yisrael, remember that. Ha'akshava Yisraelit ha-miyuchedet. That special Jewish way of listening, because the Jews have it in their soul. Hashem Elokeinu Shehinenu Mekirim Yichud Elokuto Aleinu. We recognize the oneness of God above us. Mitoch Hofa Shel Etgalut Hashem HaMiyuchada Al Nishmotenu. Mitoch Ora V'Zohara Shel Torat Emet. From the revelation of God that's so special on our neshamas, with light, with splendor of the true Torah. So it's Hashem Elokeinu. This God is our God. He's Elokeinu. So Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, shame of rachamim appears on us through the Torah. Hashem echad, ha'achdut ha'brura, be'otzem ta'arata, lo tofia b'shum higayon, b'shum haskala enoshit, b'shum hakara, she'eze davar min hagufaniyut v'achushiyut ozer lahem. This clear unity, in all of its purity, is not going to appear with any logic, with any human rationale, with any recognition that anything physical or sensual will be able to help you understand. This Hashem Echad is unique to Klal Yisrael. Al kein rak b'kneset Yisrael revuyat tal lorot shel gilui shechina b'chol havayata. We are saturated with the dew of the lights of the revelation of the Shechina in all of its existence. Hashem Echad mitgale b'hot kodesh. It's only because we have the Shema Yisrael that we can get to the Hashem Echad. The Shema Yisrael is because that's Klal Yisrael. Only we can connect to this. Otherwise, it's beyond any human comprehension. But since He's Hashem, is Elokeinu, He's our God, and we're connected. Memela Hashem Echad. We have some comprehension, some perception of this oneness of God. Zoti imrata anetzach ve'ahod shekol hachrazat kedushat Hashem Elokei emet hamiyuchedet legoy hakadosh goy echad ba'aretz. This is the eternal and glorious saying. That all of the proclamation of the holiness of the name of God, of truth, is miyuchad to his nation, the holy nation, the one nation. ומתוך ההתעלות שעל ידי ההוראה הפנימית הזאת, אנו מעלים גם כן את כל תוכן המדעי, את כל יסוד של ההכרה האלוקית הבאה מצד כל מעשה בראשית. And because we're elevated through this internal light, we also elevate all of the intellectual content, all of the foundation of the godly recognition that comes from Ma'aseh Bereishis, hamukarim b'chushim u'mitvadim b'vinat halev, that's recognizable with our senses and is known with the understanding of the heart, v'sechloa b'hir shel ha'adam v'nevra b'tzelem elokim, and the clear seichel of man who is created in the image of God. So on one hand, it's above us, it's above anything in this world, but Klal Yisrael has that special connection. And not only first can we get it in our neshamas, but we can also connect with it through the world, through Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that's what brings us to Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. Shashem Hazeh Mu'ar Lanu Al Yidei Hod Yad Hashem המתגלה בכל מעשה בראשית אשר נראה על ידם כי אין חקר לראותו וכבוד מלכותו. That this name is shining to us through the glory of the hand of God that's revealed in all of my separations. That through it we see that there's no investigating his greatness and the honor of his kingdom. He's beyond us. מתחת אשר כל תפיסה שכלית תוכל להשתנות על ידי שינויי תכונות אשר למשיגים על ידי כוח השכל האנושי לא תשתנה לעד יד ההכרה העליונה הזאת של דעת השם. Any intellectual understanding can change when the person changes. But when you're talking about recognizing God, that's not going to change, even in the chelak ha-sichli, shu ha-shenid b'madriga, that's the lower level. B'nei sha-akara ha-kadosha hazot metachedet hi ha-makara liyona atzmit, because this lower recognition connects with the higher recognition, ha-omedet l'mala mikol sechel v'chol chush, that's above intellect and senses, mikol teva u'mikol hagbala, from nature and from any limits. U'metachedet hi b'ol kedushata shel Torah, ha-mub'a b'omer sela shel Shema Yisrael. From it's united with the light of the holiness of Torah, that's expressed in this eternal saying of Shema Yisrael. Also this hakara, this recognition that comes from the God's holy name, the name of His holy glory, is not a passing recognition, but it stands forever. So that's the Baruch Shein Kavod Malchuso, blessed is the name of God's glorious kingdom. It's forever. It'll never change because it's connected to the higher recognition that's beyond Seichel, that's beyond Chush. So in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Shema and Baruch Shem are called Yichud Eiloh and Yichud Tachto, the higher Yichud Hashem and the lower level of Yichud Hashem. And Lechora, Maran Arav is going in the same Mahalach, that the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is beyond anything the senses can perceive. That comes from high up, that comes from above. And that's also why we start with Kodesh. And then we try to connect in the lower level, our world, to that world, and that parallels Baruch Shein Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vod. That we, His name, we see is blessed, His kingship is forever, even though we're talking now about sensing His Malchus Shemayim and His glory with our senses, with our intellect, but since it's connected to the higher Yichud Hashem of Shema Yisrael, which is above, which is part of our neshamas, it's taka going to be Le'olam Vaed, Baruch Shein Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vaed. It can never change, because something intellectual can change. The person changes, he thinks differently. But when it comes to Shema Yisrael, which is part of our neshamas, which is an objective spiritual reality, that's something that can never change. And Memela, the Baruch Shein Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vaed, we're being miyachidim down here, we're connecting that higher tfisa to our mitzias, we're connecting the higher level of the Torah that's beyond anything intellectual, that's beyond anything rational, that's beyond anything emotional. We're connecting that to our world where we have the intellect, we have emotions, we have senses, so it's not going to change because it's connected to the higher Yichud of Shema Yisrael. So that's the Shema Yisrael, listen in a Jewish way, that He's our God, He's a special connection to us, and He's one, and this unity can't be expressed by us. We just know it is, it's in our neshamas. How's everything one? You see so much multiplicity in the world. That our neshama knows. And Baruch Shein Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vaed, and we can also express it with our mouths, because we have it in our neshamas, so it can also be expressed by our mouths. Dafka Kla Yisrael. And therefore it's going to be the Le'olam Vaed. It's never going to change. So we have a lot more to do. It's so amazingly fascinating that the Rav wrote a parish on the Siddur, and unfortunately he was not able to finish. He only got up to Ashrei, and that was it. Ad v'lo ad b'chlal, not including Ashrei, and that's 223 pages. Because you think, what's there to say for 220? He could have said a lot more, but just until Ashrei, I mean, it takes us to daven, it takes us about 3.5 minutes. But that's the beauty of Maran Arav, being medayik in every word, being mamik in the tefillah. We've already spent a quite considerable amount of time on Lo Olam Ha'adam, just reading one or two paragraphs. It's meridik. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.